Plans to develop two blocks of North Tryon Street in Uptown Charlotte are back on track. That's after Mecklenburg County and other partners resolved differences that stalled the project this past winter. As WFAE's David Borax reports, it now looks like affordable housing will be in the mix.
The 7th and Tryon project has been in the works for 5 years and would reshape North Tryon Street between 6th and 8th Streets.
It's actually four projects in one: a $100 million replacement for the main library, a $40 million redevelopment of Spirit Square, a $600 million private development of shops, offices, and upscale apartments, and plans for affordable and market-rate housing on a site owned by the Housing Authority in Livian. Earlier this month, the Mecklenburg County Commission approved a preliminary agreement with the private developer BP Metropolitan. The Virginia company was among several teams interested, says County Manager Dina DiOrio.
BP Metropolitan came forward with a plan that would basically buy all the land up front. They had a good development plan. They had really strong financing behind them, and we felt like they were in the best position to execute on the project.
Metropolitan has agreed to pay $21.5 million for land owned by the county and Bank of America. It's proposing to build an office tower, a mixed-use building, and a public plaza in the middle of the two blocks. The project will pay for 691 units of affordable housing, 110 on the Uptown site, and another 581 units elsewhere in Charlotte. That's a change from February, when county officials said it would be too expensive to build affordable housing uptown. At a meeting earlier this month, County Commissioner Mark Jarrell called it a good compromise.
I believe in the need of having affordable housing in our uptown. Also realizing that the scattered site units are extremely important and they come at a much lower cost.
Meanwhile, county commissioners also approved redevelopment plans for Spirit Square. Most of the theater and arts complex would be torn down, with the exception of the McGlowan and Duke Energy Theaters. Those buildings would be renovated and would share a new main lobby with the planned five-story main library to be built next door. The main library plans to shut its doors in August of next year. That's when work could begin on both the new library and the 7th and Tryon office tower. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.